My name's Corey Arnold. I'm 37 years old. In the off-season, I live in Portland, Oregon. I first came to Bristol Bay in 1995. I was 19 years old and managed to land a job in a setnet camp. For the first couple years, you know, we barely made any money. But I sort of fell in love with the commercial fishing lifestyle and continued on fishing crab and halibut and other fisheries. And always kind of felt nostalgic about set netting. And about 5 years ago, I came back to Bristol Bay and bought an operation out at Graveyard Point.
In addition to being a commercial fisherman, Corey Arnold is also an up-and-coming professional photographer. His photographs have appeared in galleries around the United States, as well as numerous publications including Esquire magazine, National Geographic, and Outside magazine. In between those first years of set net fishing up in Bristol Bay, Arnold attended college for photography in San Francisco.
After I graduated with a photography degree, I was kind of searching for a new photo project, and I kind of landed on commercial fishing. And now that I own a site and a permit and I fish at Graveyard Point, I've been, for the last 5 years, doing a documentary on the community out there. And it's really focused kind of on the characters and the people and the strange personalities that come together every year for the salmon season.
In January, the New York Times highlighted Arnold's Graveyard Point photograph series on its website, along with a story about his work as fisherman and photographer. This exposure led to a call from the New Yorker magazine.
The New Yorker has this thing on, this deal on Instagram where it sort of has a guest photographer come in and Instagram for them for a week. So they asked me about half a year ago to, you know, maybe next time I went to Alaska or went on an interesting trip that I could do some Instagramming for them.
If you're not quite as hip as you used to be, and you're wondering what Instagram is, Arnold explains.
Instagram is it's an application for your iPhone, basically, that you can take a photo and post it with a small caption and, you know, have followers and whatnot. It's like a micro version of Facebook that's really simple and just photo-driven. And it's just grown really rapidly. And now the New Yorker magazine has about 75,000 followers on their Instagram account. So it's a quick way to sort of get photos out there and get a lot of exposure immediately.
For those not aware of Instagram, just know this. It's insanely popular. The company claims to have over 130 million active users worldwide, half of which are outside of the United States. These users upload, every day, 45 million photographs, adding up to over 16 billion photographs since Instagram was created in 2010. The most common photos people upload are of mundane, everyday life. Photos of food, coffee, themselves on the beach, themselves in front of a mirror, just themselves, sunsets, shoes, and of course, yes, photos of their cats and dogs. So when photos of Naknek, Alaska began to pop up on the New Yorker magazine's Instagram feed, it immediately caught people's attention.
They just gave me the password to the Instagram account and said, go for it. So I think it was kind of exciting for people to see, exactly what's going down in this really remote part of Alaska. People don't all fully understand what it looks like. You know, what is the salmon fishery? What is gill netting? You know, like people have mixed feelings about what sustainability and all this is. So I thought it was cool to at least begin to kind of trickle out some images of who we are and how it works up here. I felt like it was kind of my own voice and expression, and I could kind of say whatever I wanted, not worry about offending anyone or anything. So, you know, I learned a few lessons. Like when you have that many people paying attention to what you're posting, you really do have to think things carefully and can't be completely impulsive because you might be rubbing people the wrong way or whatnot.
And while Instagram may seem like a quick, fun way to share personal moments with the world, as Arnold explains, it takes time. Time that's often in short supply as fishermen prepare for the hectic Bristol Bay salmon season.
Yeah, I was initially a little concerned about trying to juggle getting my fishing operation all up and running for a week before the season, and also having to Instagram and, you know, 6 to 10 photos a day, trying to deliver like the top quality photos. Luckily, I have a really savvy crew that has been working with me for a couple of years, and they were able to sort of pick up some of the slack when I was like running to D&D restaurant and getting on online for a few minutes. It was definitely hectic.
Judging by the number of likes his postings have received, Arnold's photo series from NACNIC has been one of the most popular photo sets ever on the New Yorker's Instagram account. By using this new technology, he hopes this instant and personal look inside the world's largest sockeye salmon fishery from the eyes of a fisherman will shed light on the importance of the Bristol Bay region.
Bristol Bay being a series of rivers that have no industry happening upstream, completely pristine waterways, there's just not many places like that left in the world. So getting this series instantly out there and getting people interested in what's going on in Bristol Bay, I'm sure they're going to do a little more research on their own as well. And hopefully I can continue to kind of tell the story of commercial fishermen from Bristol Bay and elsewhere around Alaska.
More information about Corey Arnold, including a link to his website, the story from the New York Times, and some of the photos he posted for the New Yorker magazine's Instagram account can be found on our website at kdlg.org. In Dillingham, I'm Jason Sear.